I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. As long as there have been cool riffs and rhythms, musicians have been recycling them. The trick is how to pull that off without sounding derivative. Take the songs of British singer-songwriter Gemma Ray. They sound familiar, but when you stop and listen, you know you've never heard this before. Gemma Ray's music has puzzled more than one reviewer. Spin magazine says she sounds like what might have happened if Phil Spector had pushed the Ronettes to do noir soundtracks. Another critic commented that Ray sounds like Nora Jones on Amy Winehouse's drugs. Okay, you get the picture. Lights Out Zoltar is Gemma Ray's second album and her U.S. debut.
Zoltar's actually a guy that you get in the arcade machines in Victorian seaside resorts in the UK, and you put your money in and he gives you a token and tells you your future.
You know, he appeared in a famous American movie called Big. I don't know if you ever saw it.
Yeah, I have seen that movie, actually. So I think that's what made him famous.
Now, you got to tell us something about yourself, because you're actually in our studio in London filming this for your label. So you've got a visual there, and I don't have it. What do you look like, and where are you from in the UK?
From a county called Essex.
Good place to grow up?
It's a salubrious place here in the UK. It's associated with a lot of jokes relating to girls in white stilettos and things. You know, I wouldn't say it's their inspiring place, but I think that was a good thing for me because it pushed me to make my own world. And I moved to London, you know, at quite a young age. And there's a lot of countryside there, but there's a lot of chavs too. So a bit of the yin and the yang. And what do I look like at the moment? Quite flowery, because I got a nice new flower from a vintage shop yesterday in my hair.
Nice. And you dress vintage? Is that your look?
I don't have a specific look, but I'm often drawn to old things. They seem to have so much more value and worth and a story to them. And a lot of the clothes that I tend to choose are from a bygone era, but I'm certainly no slave to trying to recreate the past in any way.
Right. Well, I mean, it's kind of something that a lot of people have picked up. I mean, anybody who listens to your album can hear something kind of oldish in it. I mean, if I quote the UK's version of Rolling Stone magazine, that would be Mojo. They tried to describe your sound with noirish hints of Lee Hazelwood's unearthly country rock. Gemma Ray sits midway between Nina Simone and Isabel Campbell, referring there to the indie rock artist, one of the early members of Belle and Sebastian. That is a big mouthful.
Yeah.
Tell us a song that we can play right now so we can have an audio illustration of that.
I think maybe Death Roll springs to mind. Maybe give that one a spin. You got me in death.
Death Roll, a song from Gemma Ray. Her new album is Lights Out Zoltar. Now, do you think that Mojo magazine got that multi-layered analogy right? Is that what you were aiming for?
I definitely don't have any specific aims. The music that I make just comes from a deeper place than that. And I really enjoy hearing how other people relate to it, you know. So the natural thing is to pull all these different associated things from their experience. I could certainly the Lee Hazelwood thing really opened up another world for me because I hadn't heard him before. Quite a few reviews were very flatteringly referring to him when describing my music. So I discovered an amazing artist through reviews like that.
How old are you, if I may be so bold as to ask?
I'm 29.
29. So you're kind of getting an education from all these reviews.
I am. Yeah. Yeah. And I've never been an obsessive record collector. I've just adored different people quite randomly at different points in my life and took them with me, you know, and carried their music in my heart. And yeah, I found that a really positive thing, you know.
And on this album, Lights Out Zoltar, you have a track called Dig Me a River. You play a lot of instruments on that. Tell us what you brought into that.
Digmere River, it was based on a really swampy, dirty blues guitar riff, but I wanted it to feel more like the end of the world with a sort of apocalyptic kind of industrial feel.
And you play guitar on that one?
Yeah, I play guitar on all of the album, but I wanted someone to play really aggressive organ and keyboard and just beat it, you know. So there's a lot of really distorted organ put through a guitar rat pedal. That features on there quite a lot. There's a toy piano, but used in quite an aggressive percussive way, buried under the mix somewhere.
All right, here's Dig Me a River.
And they tried to build me a mountain. With the earth they dug up and cast aside. And they tried to put a flag upon my head. Oh, it's funny they even tried.
Gemma Ray, as you know, Amy Winehouse took Motown and R&B and brought it into the 21st century. And I guess you're kind of doing a similar thing, though, with a different group of soul inspirers. Is pop music these days, you think, kind of forced to live in the past?
I think, unfortunately, a lot of pop music is stuck in some awful place and often butchering lots of things from the past just because there's no freshness in the people who seem to be sending records out there. Not the artists themselves necessarily, but the way the industry is very stale. But I certainly would rather die and stop singing right now if my music was stuck in the past and not moving forward. You know, that I draw so much from the past because it resonates so strongly with me, but I try and take all of those things and put them in a palette and mix them up and make something that feels fresh and feels relevant and current to where I am today and where other people are.
Gemma Ray, the new CD is called Lights Out Zoltar. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's 100 miles per hour in second gear by Gemma Ray. We're online at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
The World's Global Hit Podcast is brought to you in part by Medtronic, recognized for environmental leadership with a commitment to reduce our environmental impact and mitigate the impact on climate change. A corporate responsibility report can be found at Medtronic.com.